Welcome to Tarati Mechav Torah, the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Haaretz. Today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Parshat Ekev. I think I forgot to say it last week. I apologize. After Tisha B'Av, the 7 weeks that follow, the Haftorah of every week is known as part of the Shiva D'Nechamta. Very, very famous. The seven Haftorah of consolation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi, offers Am Yisrael the aftermath of witnessing and reliving the Churban of Tisha B'Av, if you will. So this week, Parashat Ekev, we are in the second of the Shiva D'Nechamta. It comes from Sefer Yeshayahu. It begins in Perek Mem Tet. Okay, Pasuk Yodalid, then we finish Perek Mem Tet, the entire Perek Nun Aleph. It's a pretty short Perek, only 11 Psukim, and then Nun Aleph, Psukim Aleph, Beis and Gimel. So we go through parts of three different Perekim in Sefer Yeshayahu. And that is this Haftorah. Really, there's one central question that runs through the entire Haftorah, if you will, and that is, the entire theme is, has Hashem forgotten us? Did exile sever our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the entire Haftorah is a sustained answer, and of course, the answer is no, absolutely not. Last week, Hashem spoke words of consolation, Nachemu, Nachemu, Ami. This week, very dramatically, we hear the response of Tzion herself. And Tzion does not have a hopeful voice as the Haftorah opens. Rather, she has an anguished voice. The Haftorah begins in Perek Mem Tet of Yeshayahu, Pasuk Yodalad. Vatomer Tzion, and Tzion says, Azavani Hashem, Vahashem Shechechani. And Tzion says, Hashem has abandoned me. The Lord has forgot me. This is a cry of despair. It is such a heartbreaking pasuk. Tzion is not only saying, I am suffering. She's not only saying, my children are in exile. Tzion is saying, I have been forgotten. We can call this the emotional crisis of exile. And Tzion says, Hashem has abandoned me. The Lord has forgotten me. And now Hashem answers, pasuk tesvav, hatishkach isha ula. Can a mother forget her nursing child? May Rachem ben Bitna, can a mother not be merciful to the child she carried within her? Gam Ela Tishkachana, even if a mother could forget her nursing child, even if a mother could not be merciful to the child of her womb, Gam Ela Tishkachana, even if these can be forgotten, V'anochi lo eshkachech, I will never forget you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a major consolation. Hashem is saying, even if you could imagine a mother forgetting her child, I will never forget you. Pasuk Tazayim, Hein al kapayim chakotich, chomatayich negdi tamir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, behold, you are engraved upon my palms. I'm looking at my palms as I'm speaking. Your palms are something that you see all the time. Kaviyachol, we assign anthropomorphic qualities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have no other way for our mind to grasp the Netzach Netzachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we have such a strong imagery. Hashem says, how do you think I could forget you? You, Am Yisrael, you, Tzion, are engraved upon my palms. Beautiful. Chomatayich, Chomo Yerushalayim. The walls of your holy city, Tzion, are before me always. And now, so beautifully, we are told, the Navi now says, the city that feels abandoned will one day be overflowing with children. The destroyed city will become crowded once again. The exiles will return. The nations themselves will help bring the Jewish people home. Could you even imagine that? Everything Tzion sees in her state of desolation, the Navi promises, will be reversed. And Tzion that appears empty and destroyed will become full and rebuilt once again. What is lost will return. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Verse 17, Miharu banaych, your children will quicken to return to you. Meharisayich umachrivayich mimech yetsu. Not only will your children return to you, but those who destroy you, harus, those who destroy you, charav, they will go away from you. They will leave you. Se'isha vive naich, the Navi says to Tzion, lift your eyes and look all around. Ure'i and see, kulam nikbetsu va'ulach. Wow, lift your eyes, look all around, and see that everyone is gathered to come back to you. Chayanin umasham, an expression of oath. Kikulam ka'adi til bashi adi. is an adornment. Rashi uses it in Shemos Perek Daled, Pasuk Yudaled. The Adiyah Choshen are the adornments, the jewels of the Choshen that Aaron wore on the breastplate. Ki kulam ka'adi tilbashi. Hashem says to Tzion, you will don your children once again. You will be cloaked with your children, just like somebody puts on an adornment, an Adiyah jewel on their garment. Ute kashrim kekala, just like a kala, a bride, adorns herself with beautiful jewelry and beautiful adornment. Tzion, you will be adorned with your children once again. Pasuk Yotet, ki chorvatayich v'shom motayich v'aretz harisuteich, because your cherev, destroyed places, shemama, your desolate places, harisuteich, your destroyed, demolished places, what about them? Ki ata teitzri miyoshev v'rachaku mivlaich. They will once again be crowded with many inhabitants, and the destroyers will move far away from you. Od yamu ba'aznayich b'nei si kulayich. Once a day, again, the children of your bereavement will say in your ears, tzar li amakom. You know what that means? It's so crowded in Jerusalem, your children will say. Gishali v'ashaveya. Make way for me. I need somewhere to sit. What was desolate will become crowded with throngs once again. V'amart b'vaveich. And you will be so astonished, and you will say in your heart, mi alad li adela. Who gave birth to me? Who gave birth to these for me? V'ani shechula. I am bereaved. V'gal muda. I am lonely. Gola v'sura, I am exiled, I'm led astray. V'eila mi gidel, my city is full, my children are back. Who raised these? Heina ni nisharti levadi, I was left all alone. Eila eifalim, where did they all come from? Tzion is astonished that she is full once again. Kol amar Hashem Elokim, pasuk of that. So says Hashem Elokim in verse 22, Hine esha el goyim yadi, I will raise my hand against the nations. El amim arim nisi, and to the nations I will lift up my banner. Heviu vanaich bechotzen uvenotaich al kateif tinasena. Imagine this. The nations themselves will bring my sons and my daughters on their hands and their shoulders back home. V'hayu melachim omanaich, like an omen is a nursemaid. Kings will be your nursemaids. V'soroteihem meini kotaich, and the princes of the lands will be your nursemaids, your wet nurse. Apayim eretz yishtachavulach, with their faces to the ground, Tzion, kings and princes will bow down to you. Va'afar raglaich yilachichu, Tzion will be so precious, they will lick the dust of your feet. V'yadat, and you will know, ki ani Hashem asher lo yavoshu kodai, you will know that I am Hashem, and those who hope to me shall not be ashamed. Pasuch of dalet hayukach migiber malkoach, v'im shavit tzadik yimalei. You cannot take weapons away from a mighty warrior. You cannot take captives away from the powerful. However, ki kol amar Hashem, so says Hashem, gam shavit giber yukach, I am Hashem. Even the captives of the mighty will be taken. Umalkoach aritzim alei. And the plunder of the powerful will escape. The et yiriveich anochi ariv. Riva rivai. I will fight your battles. V'ebonayich anochi oshia. Your children I will save. V'achalti et monayich et bisaram. V'cheasis damam yish karud. I will feed your enemies their own flesh. Like sweet wine, their blood will intoxicate them until the final geula, our enemies, Rechman al-Etzlan, consume our flesh. Come out 3 years since October 7th and everything that has happened since. Hashem says, in the end of days, I will feed your enemies their own flesh. I will give them their own blood to drink. So much blood, they will become drunk, like one becomes drunk from too much wine. V'yadu kabasar ki ani Hashem, and all flesh will know that I am Hashem. Moshiach, your Savior. V'goleich, your Redeemer. Abir Yaakov, the mighty one of Yaakov. Now we come to Perek, and it's so beautiful. Tzion is told, you were desolate, you will be fruitful once again. You are uninhabited, you will become populous again. The enemies look down upon you and scorned you. They will see you're so precious, they will lick your dust. They took your children into exile, they will carry your children home. A complete reversal with divine blessing coming to Tzion once again. And now the Navi in Perek Nun, Pasuk Alf, asks a rhetorical question. It's answering Tzion. Tzion, you want to know if you're abandoned? So the Navi says, Ko Amar Hashem. So says Hashem, Eza Sefer kritut imecham asher shidachtia. You say I abandoned you? Really? Where is the bill of divorce that I gave you when I sent you away? This is rhetorical. O mi minoshai asher mecharti atchem lohin. Where is the transfer of ownership to the creditor to whom I sold you? There is not one. Ba'avanotechem nimkartem ubipishechem shulcha imechem. So Hashem says, the reality is, I never sold you. I never divorced you. I didn't abandon you. Adra, but you abandoned me through your sins. Because of your sins, you were sold. Because of your iniquity, I sent you away. This is a painful statement, but very crucial for us to understand that exile is not proof that Hashem rejected us or his holy city. If anything, exile is a proof that we rejected him, kaviyachol. It's not me saying this. We're told this over and over in Chumash, and in the words of the Nevi'im, in the cloud of Bichukotai, in the cloud of Kitavo, and what we call the second paragraph of the Shema. It's found in Devarim, Perikir, Al, Psukam, Yod, Gimel, Thu, Chaf, Aleph, Pan, Yifta, Levavchem, Vesartem, Vadetem, Elohim, Echrim, Vishtach, Avisam, and Becharav, Hashem, Bechem. That's in the Shema we say every day, and in the Kol we're taught that if we walk Hashem with Keri, Avani Aleichem Echem Bechama Keri. So Hashem says Tzion is asking if I, God, rejected Tzion. Tzion is wondering, Klaus are wondering if I, God, rejected them. I didn't divorce them. I didn't send them away. I didn't sell them to a creditor. Ba'avanoteichem, you want to know why Galut came? Ba'avanoteichem nimkarmtev, you turned away from Mishas Hashem. Ubepishechem shulchem echem. So of course the antidote is that when we strengthen our connection to Torah Mitzvah, Hashem of course will take us back with full joy. And then Hashem continues the rebuke. Madua bati ve'ein ish. I came to find you, says Hashem, but there was no one there who wanted to find me. Karati ve'ein ona. I called out to you through the Chumash. I called out to you through Mitzvah. I called out to you through the Nevi'im. There was no one who answered me. So Hashem says, the problem is not that I, God, disappeared. The problem is that you stopped listening to me. The rest of Parak Nun is a very interesting parak. We have a mysterious speaker here who starts speaking. Most of the mafarshim, the commentators, understand this to be Yeshayahu himself. I don't want to spend time on this because I want to get to the last three psukim of the Haftorah. But for example, let's look at one pasuk, pasuk tet, okay? Hein Hashem Elokim ya'azarli mihu yar she'eni. Behold, Hashem Elokim will help me. Who is it that will condemn me? No one can be wicked to me if I'm with Hashem as my help. Hein kulam beged yivlu ash yochrem. All of them, my enemies, will wear it like a garment. They will be consumed like a moth consumes a garment. But the theme of the rest of Perek Nun is really that faith during exile, that despite the suffering, the faithful servant says, Hashem will come to my aid. No one can do wicked to me. My enemies will be destroyed like a moth destroys a garment. I want to talk about the last three psukim of the Haftorah, Perek Nun Al, Psukim Al, Bet and Gimel. Shimu Eli Rod Feit Sadik Mivakshir Hashem Habitu El Tsur Chutzavtem the Al Makave Bor Nu Kartem. So now the Navi says, listen to me, those who pursue justice, those who seek out God. Look at the rock from which you were hewn. Look at the pit from which you were dug. What is the Navi saying? Go all the way back to your origins. Who are our origins? Pasuk Bet. Habitu El Avram Avichem. Look to Avram your father. Ve El Sara Tichol Alechem. And look to Sarah who bore you. I called out to Avram and Sarah like one. I blessed him and I multiplied him. What's the pshat here? Why we bring up Avram and Sarah? What is Tzion saying? How will redemption ever come? What do Klal Yisrael say? How will we ever be brought back? What does the land say? How will my destroyed places ever become rebuilt again? What is the Navi saying? Look at Avram and Sarah. Their situation seemed hopeless. In fact, the first thing we know about Sarah, the end of Parsha Noach, that Tehi Sarai Akara Ein Lavalad. That's the first thing we know. She was barren. She did not have a child. Tzion is saying, I am barren. I do not have my children. Hashem says, you think it's impossible that there will be redemption and rebuilding and regrowth? The entire Jewish story, says Hashem, began with what seemed impossible. The same Hashem who created a nation from Avram and Sarah at 190. Is that possible? Yes. Is it probable? No. But Hashem said, I am Hashem. Certainly, I can recreate a nation and a land and a city from the ruins of exile. And Sion in this prophecy really fears three things. She fears she's been forgotten. She has never been forgotten. She fears she's been rejected. Hashem says, really? Where's the bill of divorce? Where's the creditor to whom I sold you? She fears that redemption is impossible. Yeshayahu says, speaking for Kadosh Baruch Hu, look to Avram and Sarah. And those two people could bear and begin an entire nation. And of course, Tzion can be rebuilt from her desolation. Last pasuk of the Haftorah. Ki nicham Hashem Tzion, nicham kol chorvotah, v'yasem midbara ke'eden, v'avata ke'gan Hashem, sason v'simcha yimatza batoda v'kol zimra. How gorgeous is that pasuk? Hashem will comfort Tzion. He will comfort all of her destroyed places. He will make the desert like Eden, her destroyed, dried up places like the garden of Hashem. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanks and the voice of song. I'll tell you something beautiful. When I was preparing the show, I went to take out the album that we have, Chag HaPasach 5785, Tafshin Pehe, which is not this past Pasach 5786, but the one before. We were Zocha, very, very much Zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael. And the last day of Chol HaMoed, which was Erev Chag, my husband and a bunch of the kids, my children, my nieces, my nephews, they went jeeping in Midbar Yehuda. I've done it before. I didn't go on the trip this time. I've done it before. And when I was praying the Sharon to take out of it in Midbar Yehuda, I'll tell you the location of where it was, okay? In Midbar Yehuda, there is a very, very beautiful entrance to a town. And there is, I'm going to ask the OU Women's Initiative if they could send out the picture with the recording. I don't know if that's possible, but I'm also going to post it on my WhatsApp status on my Instagram page. It's not hard to find me at Mrs. Michal Haritz, because I want you all to see the picture. I'm looking at it as I speak. I got the album. There's a stone. It looks like the Churva almost, but it's in Midbar Yehuda, and it's not the same size as the Churva. There's stone foundation to the arch, and then there's a metal arch of iron work with what looks like, I don't know, hay or wheat decorating the iron work. At the top of the very arch is a Magen David, and under there's a sign, and it says, V'yasem Midbara Ke'eden. It's this pasuk from Yeshayahu, from Arav Torah, Perek Nun Al Pasuk, in the middle of Midbar Yehuda. I'll tell you where it is. I did so much investigation for this year. This is actually my second time recording it, because I found out more information after I recorded it the first time, and I wanted to make sure it was accurate for you. And I didn't know where this was. And I asked my husband, and I asked my sisters-in-law, my brothers, who took this picture? My husband took the picture. So I said, I could use, you know, like, zoom in, you know, Google Earth. It'll tell you where it is. And it was not telling them where it was. It was just showing that it was in Midbar Yehuda, which we knew, somewhere southeast of Ma'ale Adumim. It's this beautiful ironwork arch. It has like squiggles in the ironwork, beautiful Magen David on top. It has stone holding it up, and it says on top, V'yasem Midbara Ke'eden. And that's from here. That's from Yeshayahu. And what is it showing? It's showing that the prophecy has come true. The desert has become like a garden once again. So gorgeous. But then my husband actually sent me, after I recorded it the first time, another picture that he had, which I didn't know existed. And that is the back of the sign. Ah, the back of the arch. So they went under the arch, and my husband took a sign of the backside of the arch. There is a different pasuk on the back of the arch. Ready? Kol tzon kedar yekabzu lecha ubeitif arti epa'efa'er. So I looked this up online. This is another pasuk from Yeshayahu. It is Yeshayahu chapter 60, perek samech, verse 7. Pasuk Zayin, sorry. Okay, Yeshayahu Samech, Pasuk Zayin, chapter 60, verse 7. Listen to the Pasuk. Kol tzon kedar yikbutzu lach. All the sheep of Kedar will be gathered to you. Eidei Nivayo Yishar Tunech. The rams of Nivayo will serve you. Ya'alu al rotzon mizbechi. They will be offered with goodwill on my mizbeach. Ubei tif'arti afa'er. And my house of glory I will glorify. So when my husband sent me the picture, like mamish, right after I finished recording first, and I've been working on this 20-minute shiur for many hours. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I thought, oh no, I have to record it. I wanted it to be Emes. The first time I didn't know the exact location. I just knew it was somewhere south of Ma'ale Adumim in the Midbar Yehuda. But now that I discovered this new picture that exists, it says exactly where it is. Quoting this pasuk from Yeshayahu, there is a town in Midbar Yehuda, southeast, just to the south of Ma'ale Adumim, called Kedar. And therefore, they chose on the back of the sign another pasuk from Yishayahu called Tzon Kedar Yikbetzulach. All the flocks of Kedar will gather to you. And my house of glory I will glorify. And what does it say on the front of this metalwork sign? V'yase midbera ke'eden. Both of these pesukim from Yishayahu are prophecies of the ultimate redemption. And here, Midbar Yehuda, today in our day, we have a town of Kedar that is flourishing in the desert. And halavai, we should be zocheh to see the ultimate geula with the complete redemption and the complete rebuilding when Sason v'simcha yimatzava toda v'kol Zimra. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm going to try and send out the picture, if it's possible. I don't know if the Women's Initiative can do that, but I am Bali Nader, Bezer Hashem, going to post it on my status the week of this Haftorah, and also on my Instagram page, so you could see how beautiful it is as well. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov, have a wonderful day. Bezer Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.